Today's daf is daf Tzadi Zayin. So we got to the new mission on the bottom of Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. The mission says, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Bishul Mitchila Haregel Livashabo Kol Haregel. The person bakes the chatas in the beginning of the regel, so he could continue to bake with it the entire regel. Rashi explained, below Mirka Vashifa, you don't need to do any Mirka Vashifa in between Vasof Haregel Yimirok Vishtof. Even though normally when you finish cooking something, you have to do Mirka Vashifa. Here in the regel, we'll see that you don't have to. You could continue to use those kalim, and only once all of Yantiv is over, then you do Mirka Vishtifa. Comes along the Mishnah Chachamim Omrim, Ad Zman Achila Mirka Vishtifa. Up until Zman Achila, Gemara is going to explain what that means, and then you do Mirka Vishtifa. So what is Mirka Vishtifa? We've been talking about this concept up in, for a long time now. So the Mishnah finally tells us. The Mirka is Kamrikas Hakos, Vishtifa Kishtifas Hakos. So what does that mean? Rashi explains, Marika Kamrika says kos, mibifnim kikos shabracha. You pour something in and it overflows. That's what Marika means. And Shifa will see Shifa is pouring water on the outside of the keli. So the Mishnah says again, Marika, Marika kos, Shifa, kishifa sakos, Marika vishtifa betzonin. It all takes place with something cold, with cold water. And then the Mishnah says, when it comes to the shaput ve'haaskala, which are different types of like skewers of some sort, or some type of a pan they used, magilin bechamin. You have to actually first put in hot water a hagala, and that's how you remove all the belios. So mirka v'shifa is cold, and then things used with hot fire, you do hagala.
This is
talking the Vesa Migdash, anything used with kachim.
So if you do take something outside, let's see, something that could be eaten all in your shalai, then you do not.
Same exact. It depends. What you machlok is whether or not you mrika v'shtifa only chatas or other things as well. That mishnah we saw earlier. So then the Gemara says, my time at the Rabbi Tarfon was reason for Rabbi Tarfon that he says you don't do mrika v'shtifa until after all of yontif. The Amar Kod, the pasuk says, "Afanisa ba'boker v'halachta l'alecha." So you the next morning you go over and then you go back to your home. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. So what does that mean? It's the pasuk says, "Vashalta v'achalta b'makom asher yivcha Hashem lokecha ufanisa v'boker v'alachta l'alecha." So when you go back home, it's talking about the Karban Pesach. You stay in your shalim until the next morning, then you go home. So what's going on here? So Rashi says, "Ufanisa v'boker al karchach boker shel chol kamar v'karle boker rishon." This is the first boker. Why is it talking about chol? Why can't it be talking chol hamoed? So Tosa says he has an understanding of Rashi. "Ufanisa v'boker perish bekunchus al karchach boker shel chol kamar." The Karile Boker Rishon. It doesn't explain why, but from his question, you could figure out what he meant. The Kasha. Dilma b'yomtif, kagon sho'alo b'toch ha'tchum. Mirashi says, if you're in Yushalayim for the Karim Pesach, well, you can't walk outside the Tchum and Yantif the next morning, so it has to be referring to after Yantif is over, and then you could leave your Tchum. So he tells us, what do you mean? Maybe the guy's, oh, well, maybe he lives in Yushalayim, and he can walk. It's within the Tchum. That's number one. V'afilu teima lomar debay rias panim b'yom Rishon. Let's say you say no, because the next day he needs to bring a carbon, show his face up into Shalayim, so he can't really go back home. He could go home. According to Rashi, the pshat is you can't travel in Yantif. That's why you can't go back home. So you're forced to stay there. But Chalamoid, you're allowed to travel. So he gets Kol Shiva Minole. So Tosa ends up saying, you know why? Boker here means the boker afterwards. V'nir lefarish demash malei kula boker echad mishum de kulo zayin tashlumim derishon de chagiga yesh la tashlumim kol shiva. The person doesn't bring the carbon chagiga. You're supposed to bring a carbon chagiga on day one. If you don't bring day one, you can bring day two. If you don't bring day two, you can bring day three. All 7 days of Pesach are tashlumim for day one. Meaning if you had one unit, it's one long day, if you will, and therefore nothing to do with traveling at all. That's why only when Pesach is over is that called the first morning. Issu Chag is called the first morning. So based on this Gezer Sakasiv, since we've used 7 days of Pesach as one day, you only need to do Mirka V'shtifa after that one long day is all over. That's the understanding of Rebbe Tarfon. So then the Gemara asks, Maskev la Rav Achtavai bar Ami, v'chi ein pigel beregel ve'nosu beregel? If you're going to tell me that we view all Pesach as one day, so does that mean there's no pigel? That you have a machshava about eating it tomorrow, that's not a problem because tomorrow is really today. Because all 7 days is one day. And you're telling me there's no nosar if you leave out the carbon overnight to the second day, third day of Pesach, it's not nosar because it's all one long day? No one would ever say such a thing. So that can't be the understanding. V'chitema, if you're going to tell me, hachanami, yeah, that there's no pigel, the nosar, until after all of regal's over. V'hatani, Rabbi Nosan Omer, Lo amar Rabbi Tarfon elo zublavat. Rabbi Tarfon said the din of Mirkav Shifa, this din of one long day, is only by Mirkav Shifa, but all other halachas we view each day independent, which means there is pigul, there is nosar by Chol HaMoed, the first day of Pesach. So again, what's pshat? Why does Rabbi Tarfon say Mirkav Shifa only takes place after Ol HaRegel? Ella kider Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Adam Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Avua Kol Yom VeYom Nasan Giul LeChavero. Look at Rashi to explain this around 6 and a half lines down. Nasan Giul LeChavero Mitoch Shashlamim Mitzuyin BeRegel. It was very common to have Shlamim. Shlamim are eaten 2 days. Ain Bilua Shelahen Nasan Nosar. So the Bilua won't become Nosar. Why? Shereiz Man Shlamim LeShnei Yamim V'Chi Mevashel BeShlamim HaIdna. So today, Sunday, let's say you do a shlamim. So tomorrow, Monday, you could still eat any shlamim that's embedded in the walls is still kosher, not nosar yet. But Monday, I'm going to cook another shlamim. So now the belios gets mixed together with the shlamim of the new shlamim of a Monday, and it becomes a batel berov, and it doesn't become nosar. And then Tuesday, the same thing happens. And then, again, hadar mevashel be shlamim lemachar bolea, mishlamim shenishchadu biyom hamachras. And that which was embedded from yesterday is going to come out. Is going to absorb from the new shlamim of today. Nim sasheina bali de nosar never leads to nosar.
But they have to make sure they use it every day.
Exactly. If they use a chatas, let's say, on Sunday, so that means by Monday it'll be ready to be nosar, they'll make sure to use a Sunday another shlamim on the same day as chatas. So on the same day, they make sure there's always... Shlamim has to always be the last thing used in every single keli. And then certainly every single day as well. That's how you get around it. That's the understanding. Now there's a great question that they ask here. This all is very fine and well, but one question becomes, what about Shabbos? There's always a Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So how are you going to get around the problem on Shabbos? So if Shlamim is eaten on Friday... So now Shabbos, you can't bring a shlamim on. You can't cook a shlamim on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, any blios there becomes nosar by Motzei Shabbos. How do you get around the problem? So just quote a crazy place who deals with the answer. I don't know what the answer is, though. So you have to look up the crazy places.
Shlomim was a chiyuv on
Yantav
and he wasn't a chiyuv on
Chol. No, Shlomim is not a chiyuv. Shlomim, the people, Nedarim. People bring Nedarim that we make the year on Yantav.
Right, so Chol Moed only. So what difference do you make? We can't say that every day they have to give Shlomim.
No, you don't have to bring. You make a Nedar, but you're only allowed to bring a Nedar on Chol Moed. You can't bring Nedarim on Shabbos.
No, I'm talking about Chol against... what's the difference between Pesach and Chol according to Rabbi Tarfon?
No, talking about Pesach here only.
No, I understand. But you can say every day you don't have to break it if you don't eat it because you can put shlamim every day.
If you want it, sure. But it's uncommon to have so many shlamim around on a regular weekday.
Uh-huh, so you just think like it's
yeah,
it's
just, and Yantav was so busy. Yeah, Yantav was so busy. Just it could be so active, it wouldn't need to do Marika Vashtifa. If it were to be a case where there was no shlamim then, right. Then you would do Marika, you have to do Marika Vashtifa. Okay, the Gemara now says... The Chacham Omer Ad Zman Achila. So Mishnah had said, the Chacham had said, until the time of eating, that's when you do Mirka Vashtifa. What do they mean? My Kamar. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barvua, Mam Tinle Ad Zman Achila, V'hader Avile Mirka Vashtifa. You wait until the time of eating, and only then do you do Mirka Vashtifa. What does that mean? Haha Ketad. I skipped a long way to go here. 1 second. Minay Mile, how do I know? Amar Rav Yochanan Mishim Abba Yosi Ben Abba. Ksiv umorek v'shotev, uksiv kol zacher v'konim yochal. The pasuk says these are psukim that are right next to each other. So they're telling us haketzad mamtin le ad zman achila v'hader avid le mirka v'shifa. Based on the pasuk, first let them eat. Don't do mirka v'shifa until the achila is done. But first let them eat. Once achila is done, the zman achila at least is done. And that's when a person is supposed to do mirka v'shifa based on a gzeres hakasuf.
Mirka v'shifa is cold, he said, right?
According to the Mishnah, it's cold, right?
Cold
well, according to the Mishnah right now, it just says cold, though. Right.
But the Mishnah came to Rabba, who said that you need a galah for
everything. Right, well, we didn't see the Mishnah. Mishnah says cold. We'll have to get to the Machlok. We saw Machlok is yesterday, whether it's cold or hot.
Yesterday, he right. Thought of this Mishnah.
Fine, so the Gemara then quotes to Brisa, Marika's coast, Shtifa, Shtifa's coast, Taner bottom. Marika v'shtifa, but Tzonin, Divi Rebbe. That's the Machlok is right now. Rebbe held that it was both with cold water. No, Marika, when you pour water inside, that's with hot water, and the outside you pour cold water. My time of the Rabban, what was the reason for the Rabban that you needed to do hot water? Mide de hava gile ovde kochavim. Just like ovde kochavim, if a person has treif food, you have to use hat to remove it. Rashi quotes the pasuk kol davar sheyava ba'esh. You need esh kibolo kach palto. So to the base of mikdash, you put hot boiling or cooked food in it. You need to do hot water to remove the blios. So that's why you need marika b'chamim. So Rabbi Amar Lecha, Hagala lo kamina. I didn't say Hagala. Of course you need Hagala. That was a davar pashut. Hagala, of course you need to do that first. I'm talking about, Rabbi says, ki kamina la marika v'shtifa de basa Hagala. I mean, everyone agrees that there's Hagala. The question is the marika done, is that the Hagala or that's in addition to the Hagala? Rabbi held that it's in addition to the Hagala. So after doing Hagala, then you pour cold water inside and then shtifa is water on the outside. Rabbanan say, imkain, if that's the case, lichtov kra O morik, O morik, O shotef, O shotef. My morik, O shotef. Shema amina, amrika, v'cham, and shifa, betonim. If you're saying Hagala is one stage, and amrika, shifa are both cold water, it should have been consistent, morik, morik, twice, they're both cold water. Or shotef, shotef, both cold water. Why did it say two different words? Tell me, one's hot, one's cold, according to the Rabbanan. Then the Gemara says, Rabbanan say, respond back, maybe I would have thought pour twice inside. Maybe you don't need to do outside at all. Or if it said treizim neshotif, or I would say twice outside if it said shotif twice. Lechach ksiv marik v'shotif lomar lecha marika kamrika sakos shtifa kashifa sakos. The need to have two different words is to tell me not one's hot, one's cold, but rather to tell me that one's on the inside and one is on the outside. Okay, the Gemara now says the new Mishnah: Bishul bo kachim v'chulin, o kachay kachim v'kachay kalim. So let's say you cook them together. So im yeshba nosin tam, if this nisin has tam, this taste absorbed from one to the next. Harei kalim necham kichamurim shebehem. So now another the kalim, the chulin, let's say absorbs kachim. So now the chulim take on all the dinims of kachim, but since there's an asinus tam of kachim in the chulim item, you need to treat the chulim like kachim. And same thing, if the kachim kalim absorbs from the kachay kachim, it has all the chumras of kachay kachim. The ena tunim marika v'shtifa, venam psula bimaga. Rashi says here that, what does that mean? It doesn't require marika v'shtifa. Of course it requires marika v'shtifa. The Rashi explains here that harehein nechon kichamurim, which means that lifnim mina klayim liyom v'layla, has to be eaten within the klayim like the kachay kachim, and only one day and one night. But ein tunim rikav shtifa lasovs manachilis chamurim. You don't wait until the end of the chamurim, which is only after the one day. El lasovs manachilis kalim. You go based on the lesser day, meaning after 2 days. So let's say if a shlomim and a chatas got mixed together, so even though a chatas can only eat in me day and night, that's when you have to stop eating it. But you don't do mikvah shifa until the shlamim, in which is after 2 full days. So you take on the chumrah of both of these kachim.
No,
it's a chumrah because you don't want to do mikvah shifa before it becomes. You can't disqualify, you can't passel kachim that are mutter. So since shlamim you can eat now, you can't do mikvah shifa earlier than the time. So it's a chumrah in terms of treating shlamim properly. So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, rakik shenagi berakik, different types of bread that touch each other, or chaticha bechaticha, or two pieces of meat to touch each other. Loka rakikin loka chatichas aser. And we don't say that the entire item becomes aser. Eino aser ela b'makum shebala. If two meats touch each other, different status, one's kosher, one's pasul, one's kadosh, one's not as kadosh, only the makum negia, where they touch, is going to have the din of the higher level, the psul, but not the entire chaticha, not the entire rakik. So my comment, what does it mean, the Mishnah? Im yesh benosin tam, harei hakalin nechalim kichamurim. The kalim, the lesser item, is eaten like the more chamur item. Vitunim amrika v'shtifa. It requires amrika v'shtifa. So let's say chulin touches a kachim animal, a kachim, so then it requires eating like the halachas of kachim, and you need amrika v'shtifa. Upolsin bimaga. And if someone possibly touches it, so then it becomes disqualified. But if there is no tam of kachim in the chulin, ain't a kalm nechalim chamurim. You don't have to treat them like the chamurim. They ain't tunim rikav shifa. You don't have to do rikav shifa. Ain't posim b'maga. So Gemara says, wait a second. If we're talking about a case of kachay kalm with kachay kachim, so what do you mean if it doesn't? There's no nisias tam. You don't need to do rikav shifa. Meaning if kachay kachim touches kachay kalm, if there's no nisias tam, so we say kachim kalm don't take on the halachas of kachay kachim. And the example we said is it doesn't need rikav shifa. There's no mikra v'shtifa. We're talking about kachim kalim here. Need the kachim labayi, kachim kalim nibayi. Granted that this kachim kalim, the shlamim, didn't absorb from the chatas. So it doesn't need a mikra v'shtifa mitat the chatas, because nothing was absorbed, but mitat itself, that it itself is shlamim, doesn't it require mikra v'shtifa because it's a shlamim we're talking about here? It's kachim kalim? So Amar Bai says, yeah, that's exactly what it means. My ain tunim de kamar, what it means is that it doesn't need mikra v'shtifa, de kamar de kachim kalim. Meaning it doesn't need mikra v'shtifa like kachim kalim after one day, aval kachim kalim tunim, but it does require mikra v'shtifa after 2 days, like a regular shlamim. That's all we're learning from this case. That's all according to Abaye. Rav Amar, no, kachim kalim, in fact, don't require mikra v'shtifa. Hamani Rabbi Shimon, as we know already, Damar kachim kalim ein tunim mikra v'shtifa. So Gemara said, now I understand the Mishnah, Bishma the Rava, Rava who's the one who answered that, Rabbi Shimon is the author here. The Mishnah makes sense. Hainu dekatani, oh, kachim, kachim, v'kachim kalim. That we have the second case of kachim, kachim, and kachim kalim. What's a chiddush here? Why do you need that? So Rashi explains here, the ashmina and the stam lan k'rebi shimon, damar kachim kalim, ein tunim rik v'shtifa. Our Mishnah makes a lot of sense now, why we taught the case of kachim, kachim, and kachim kalim, that even in that case, you don't need mikra v'shtifa. If the kachim kalim don't absorb tam from the kachim kachim, you don't need mikra v'shtifa to tell us a stam mishnah like Rabbi Shimon. But if you assume El Abaye, who tells me that when it happens, although you don't need mikra v'shtifa because there's no blias of kachim kachim, it still requires mikra v'shtifa because it itself is a shlamim. So then the question becomes, Tarte Lamali, why do you need to have two cases of kachim mechulim and kachim kachim and the kachim kalim? It's the same exact halacha. So the Gemara answers, must be trichi, you need both. Di tana kachim v'chulin, if you had the case of kachim mixing with chulin, have, I mean, I would have thought, chulin hu de mevatle, kachim de la minayhu. That chulim can be mevatel the kachim because it's not the same type. So they go against each other, so there could be a certain level of bittul. Aval kachim kachim, the kachim kalim kalim emelo. I would think by that case there shouldn't be any type of bitter going on because each one is significant on its own right. So telling me, no, even if kachim kachim and kachim kalim mix together, the same halachas apply. V'itan, if you only have the case of kachim kachim and kachim kalim, havamina kachim hu da'alim devulu tulek to kachim. There, kachim has the strength to mivatel another kachim. About chulin emelo, but you might think that chulin does not have the ability to be mivatel kachim. Tricha, that even by chulin and kachim, the same halacha applies. So this trichusa needs to teach us both of these different scenarios.
We hold that kachim kalim need or don't need.
How are we paskin? Much are we paskin? I don't know. Based on just the note here, it seems like we paskin that kachim kalim does require. That's from the note here, the note by Abaye, that does require mrika v'shtifa. Gemara now says the last two lines of the Amud here, rakik shegi barakik, taner rabbanim. The pasuk says, kol ha-she-yiga. The whole pasuk tells us, kol davar sheyavo va'esh, wrong one, kol ha-she-yiga b'visara yikdash, anything that touches the meat of kachim, that item becomes kadosh itself. So says the Gemara, kol ha-she-yiga yachal afilu shelo bala, let's say they touch, but there's no absorption. One may think that that would be mekadesh the item as well. I mean, you have a basar, meat of a chatas, touching chulin, it's a completely dry meat, and they touch each other. One may think it should make the chulin kadosh. Tamalomer bivsara in the basar, which means what? Ad, says the Gemara on the top of Amavez, ad sheyivla bivsara, until it gets absorbed. How do things get absorbed? So this is a very basic idea when it comes to any absorption by basar b'chalav. Rashi says, ad sheyivla kagon hamahatech shuman chatas v'sach mimenu tzli shel shlamim. There has to be some type of fat or oil. There needs to be a medium of liquid in order for things to transfer. Mitat halacha, if I have a dry piece of meat and a dry piece of cheese that touch each other, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing's transferred. Nothing can move. It has to be a liquid. So Rashi points out, if there's some fat there of the chatas that drips onto the other piece of meat, only then its absorption will be mekadesh. But if it's completely dry, there's negiah alone, there is no blias, there is no kedusha transfer.
We're talking about cold, of course.
We're talking about, not necessarily. If there's an amount of a cold and hot, how much gets absorbed? Things that are cold, you have to just wipe it down, you have to do ha-hadacha. When it comes to heat, then it's going to be more of a blias, you require more, or could the whole thing might be tray from that point.
So this could even be talking about hot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hot creates more absorption.
Right.
So then the Gemara says, Yachal naga b'miktas chaticha yekula pasul. One may think that if you touch just that one spot, maybe the entire chaticha should become aser. Tamlomar yiga hanogea pasul. Only that spot where it touches is going to be pasul. Okay, so how does it work? Chotech es hamakom shebala. That you just cut off that place that touched it, and everything else still remains kosher. So these are just the normal halachas when it comes to bas v'chalav. Let's say, just a real life example for a moment. You have a question of leftover challah used for Sunday morning dairy French toast. Are you allowed to use it or not? So Rav Moshe says, based on different Shulchan Aruch, that you can't use bread that was with a fleishig meal because with a dairy meal. Why? There's a chashash. Maybe you had some meat in your hand. You grabbed some of the challah, and now the challah is all going to be meat. So, but what you can do is, if you cut off that area and you remove all that area that could have been grabbed, so everything behind that is now fresh. So posh just is you'd be able to use the remaining part of the challah. Just cut off the part that was touched, and then everything else would be fine. The Gemara now says, Bivsara means v'lo begidin v'lo ba'atzmos, atamos v'lo bekranim v'lo betzlafayim. Bivsara means only if it touches the meat. But let's say it gets absorbed in the gidin, the different sinews or the bones or the horns or the hooves. So all these things, that's not subject to this halacha of yikdash. Only bivsara, only if it touches the meat of the kachim, but not if it touches the other parts of the animal. So then the pasuk says, Yikdash, it becomes a kadosh. What does that mean? Lios kamoa, that should be just like that. This chulin meat should be just like the chatas meat. In which way? Haketad, in psula, he tipasal. If it touches something that's pasal kachim, so now the chulin becomes pasal, it can't eat it. Im ksheira, if the chatas is a ksheira, hitochal kichamer sheba, so then this chulin has to take on all the chumers of the chatas, eating it in a kedusha dika way. He asks the Gemara now, Amai, why do we say, if let's say it becomes pasul, that we say the whole thing becomes pasul, amai nesei asei v'lidcheis lo sase. Look at Rashi to explain what's going on here. Rashi now first narrow line down asks amai tip pasul mishum hai purta nesei asei deve'achlu osam dekshera. Let the idea be of eating the mitzvah of eating karbanos. There's a law to eat something pasul. There's also a mitzvah say to eat something kachim. So just because this became pasul, let the mitzvah of eating karbanos be docha the psul of not eating something. Asi docha lo sase. Very basic question. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Ein asi docha lo sase shebe mikdash. We have a klal. In general, asi is docha lo sase, but when it comes to mikdash, we do not apply this idea. How do we know? You don't say asi docha lo sase in the base of Mikdash. Shenemar says, when the guards do carbon pesach ve'etzem lo tishperu bo, you shouldn't break any bones. So Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, the pasuk here implies, echad etzem sheyesh be'moach, echad etzem shein be'moach. Whether or not there's marrow here or not marrow, there's moach that you could eat. There's edible stuff here. You should never break it. So they say, why not? Why don't you break the bone to eat the moach? Amai nisi asei v'litches lo sase. Even though there's a lav to break the bone, but you're getting an asei of eating the inside. That's a chiyus pesach. So why don't we say asei docha lo sase? Ella, ein asei docha lo sase shebe mikdash. It must be that in the base of mikdash, we don't apply the din of asei docha lo sase. So here as well, we don't say that the chiyus kachim should be docha, the psul of kachim. Gemara now says, Rav Ashi amar, yikdash aseihu. No. When it comes to eating something pasul, there's not only a lav of lo sochel, don't eat it, there's also an asay of yikah that should become sanctified with the same exact dusha. So if it was absorbed from something else pasul, it's yikadesh with that psul. So now you're dealing with an asay versus an asay lo sasay. And that we know, asay hu v'ein asay docha es lo sasay v'asay together. Okay, so Gemara now says, on this topic of one kachim absorbing from another kachim, Ashkechan chatas dimiskadesh bibalua. So this whole pasuk, the source that one becomes kosher, absorbed from another one, this whole concept of chol asher yiga bivsara yikdash is all in the context of a chatas. So all we know at this point is that something that kadesh can, something that's chatas rather, could be mekadesh, something that it touches. But what about shar kachim? How do I know other types of karbanos can also be mekadesh? Other types of karbanos. Minalan, Amar Shmuel explains, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Zos HaTorah li'ola l'mincha l'chadash l'ashim li'miluim l'zevech l'shlamim. This pasuk includes all karbanos to be makish them to all various halachas. So the fact that we have chatas listed here, and one of the unique characteristics of a chatas is that it's mekadesh, that which absorbs from it. So too, everything else listed, and all mincha, asher, shlamim, all those have the same qualification, or the same ability to be mekadesh other karbanos as well. That's how we know. So now the Gemara wants to know, what do we learn from the other psukim here mentioned of this hekesh? How come Ola is mentioned here? What do we learn from Ola? So the Gemara says, Li Ola ki Ola, ma Ola tuna kli af kol tuna kli. Just like an Ola requires a kli, so to all other karbanos require a kli. The Gemara says, my kli, which kli are we referring to? Ilema Mizrak. If you tell me that you need a Mizrak to catch the blood and do the sprinkling onto the Mizbeach, well, we already know that from a different source. Bishalmei tzibur namik sibu vayikach Moshe chatzi adam v'yasim ba'ganos. This is referring to the end of Harsh Mishpatim, I think it's found, by Har Sinai. He caught the blood and sprinkled it on B'nai Yisrael. So you already know by Shalmei tzibur there's an Indian of having a Mizrak akli. So that can't be what we're learning from an Ola. We know that from elsewhere. Ella, we learn from an Ola Sakin that you need to use a knife, a special klisharis in order to do the shchita. How do you know Ola Gufaminal? And how do you know an Ola itself requires a certain klisharis to do the shchita? So Gemara says, Dechsev is written by the Akedas Yitzchak, by Yishlach Avram as Yodo, by Yikach as a Ma'acheles. He took the Ma'acheles, and there's Gemara talking about the Ma'acheles as a klisharis, it's a Sakin that they used. And it's just like he ended up not using it for Yitzchak, but used it for the ram that was there. So he used the macheles. So too, everything else requires a macheles. It's a klisharis, a sakim. V'hasam olahu dechsev. And by the akeda, there was an ola. It says in the pasuk by the akeda, by yaleu le ola tachas beno. He used the ram as an ola in place of his son Yitzchak. So just like that ola required a macheles, a sakin, so to all other karbanos requires this macheles, this kli sharis. Okay, this is interesting tosis here about the relationship of chulin and kudshim here. That shchita is overall a very interesting topic here. Chulim and kudshim, look at tosis just for the question just for a moment. Tosis says v'hasim ola hu kidechsiv v'yaleu leola tachas beno tema. The high crowd darshin lele inin chulin the parakama de chulin that the amirin minayin l'shchita she batalish shenemar v'ikachas amachelas. The Gemara wants to know, how do you know when shechting a regular chulin animal has to be something that's detached from the ground? You can't use a tree that's very sharp on ground. You can't use it. It has to be detached from the ground. They use this source from Avraham Avinu. So he asks, how could you use the same halacha to teach me something in chulin and also the same source to teach me something in kachim? So answers Tosus is Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Gamrina Nami Chulin midechsev l'shchores beno v'lo ksev l'shchores ha'ola. About kli lo shayach lemelech bechulin el bekachim kishar vodos de bo kli sharis. So he ends up saying here that since it says also l'shchores beno, he wanted to shach the sun, so that's not a carbon, that's not kachim, so that's a certain chulin element that's going on here. But in terms of a keli, it's not shayach to have a keli with regards to chulin. Only kachim have a din of using kelim, and therefore we're able to use different parts of psukim for vayikach is going on the chulin halacha, and the machelas is going on the kachim halacha. That's what Tos is trying to navigate through here. But overall, what seems to be going on here, there's a general discussion, seems to be machlokas Rashi and Tos, about the nature and the relationship of shchitas chulin and shchitas kachim. As machlokas in the Rishonim, whether or not shchitas chulin is a mitzvah or not. The Rambam counts shchitas chulin as a mitzvah, while others, Toso says that shchitas chulin is not a mitzvah. So what's a machlokas? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that it's based on the connection. Everyone agrees shchitas kadshim is a mitzvah, but can you learn shchitas chulin from kadshim? So the Rambam says, yes, just like shchitas kadshim is a mitzvah, so too shchitas chulin is. There's a connection. But Toso writes that no, they're two different halachas. Even though shchitas kachim is a mitzvah, shchitas chulin is a whole other halacha. You can't learn the halachas from each other. And this would be Tosfos l'shitaso, that he's bothered by how could you learn the same pasuk for chulin and it's another drasha for kachim, they're two different worlds. The Rambam would respond, what do you mean? Many of the halachas of chulin are very much the same to that of kachim, and there would be no problem learning kachim and chulin from the same exact source.
According to the Rambam, meaning that there is a mitzvah to actually do shchitah.
The mitzvah, when one wants to eat, you have to do it through shchita. There's no chiv.
Right, so
everyone agrees there's no chiv.
He counts it as one of the 613 mitzvahs.
Yeah. Everyone agrees there's no chiv of shchitas chulin, but when one decides to eat, are you fulfilling, is there a key in mitzvah in doing so? Rabbi writes, there is a key in mitzvah in doing so. Okay. Vaita. The Gemara now says, last five lines of the Amud here, we'll just start a little bit here and then we'll end because it goes into the next daf. Mincha, what do we learn from Mincha that appears in this pasuk? Ma mincha eino nechelas ela lezuche chuna, af kol einam nechelam ela lezuche chuna. Just like mincha is only eaten by Kohanim, so too all other foods are only eaten by Kohanim. So Gemara asks, Maihi, what does that mean? Ichatas v'ashem behedyak sibut. And before it's pasuk that achatas and ashem are only eaten by zuche chuna. And it says, kol zachar b'kohanim yochalenu. Vishami b'tzibur miriboy dekraasi. If you're telling me that Shammai Tzibur are telling me the halacha that that too is only been eaten by Zichei Chuna, that's learned out from another drasha, B'kodesh HaKodashim Tochalenu, Kol Zachar Yochel also. That's an extra pasuk telling me, Limeit al Shammai Tzibur, Shein Nechal Elo Zichei Chuna. So we already have a source of how we know that Shammai Tzibur is included, that only Kohanim could eat it. So Gemara says, you're right, in the end of the day, it's a Tanai, it's a Machlokas Tanai, and what is the source that the Shammai Tzibur is only eaten by Zichei Chuna? Ika denafki le mehacha, vika denafki le mehacha. They're those who learn in Shammai Tzibur from the pasuk of we just brought Zosat Torah lola mincha lechatas, and others held it's learned out from the pasuk of the Kodesh Kodashim Tochalenu. Now the Gemara doesn't address this, at least not, I don't remember. It doesn't address if you assume that you learn the source that the Shammai Tzibur is eaten from Kodesh Kodashim, you still have to raise the question of what do you learn then from Mincha. Mincha is available, it's extra. It's possible the Gemara here on Amud Bey on tomorrow's daf addresses this question, what else could be learned from the word Mincha. Everyone have a wonderful day.